You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Time for more positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back. Again, you're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on TalkZone.com. And, you know, it's always so exciting to be with you each week. And as I always say, this program is about transforming your problems into solutions, your obstacles into opportunities. It's about getting the support you need, and it's about making your dreams come true. Today couldn't be a better show for that, all of that. And my guest today is Joni Winberg, who is the founder of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children and FreshStartAfterDivorce.com. I really encourage all of you to go on to FreshStartAfterDivorce.com. You'll get some great tips. Joni has a lot of experts on there that write things in the newsletter, and it's a terrific site. Welcome back, Joni.
Well, thanks.
All right, so tell me about some of the experts on the site.
Yeah, some of the experts on the site. Well, let's start with one of the great ones. It's yourself.
Well, thank you. I didn't tell you to say that either.
No, you didn't. But what's exciting about this is that these are actually women and men that I know who have stepped up to the plate, who I highly recommend, that are wanting to just help make a difference. And they said, Joni, count me in. And so when you go onto the site, and let's say, for example, for yourself, if they clicked onto the panel of experts and the category would be media/PR, then they would see a small introduction for yourself. And then when they click on that, it would open up to your full page. So they'd get to see a great picture, they'd see an article that you wrote, any products, as well as bio, as well as your contact information. But we now have, Patricia, over 50 experts from all over the world.
Really? In what type of subjects?
You name it, we have it covered. I mean, we have it from cooking to marketing to peaceful divorce to attorneys, financial help, travel just for girls, it's called. I mean, and we have more and more professionals stepping up to the plate that they're either contacting me or I said, wow, that's a topic or a subject that we need to make sure we have covered for the women, because I never know what the women are going to need. We have some great parenting experts on there. So we really want to have all areas covered so that if a woman comes on there, she can click on one of those links and go to the expert that she needs to connect with. And these women are all touchable. You know, they're all able to receive a phone call or receive an email from the women who are reaching out to them. And that's the beauty of this.
Well, you know, I want to share something personal here. Again, I'm thrilled that I'm an expert on your site in the area of media and marketing, because so many women want to promote themselves in some way. And so I can give them some tips on maybe being a guest on a radio show or hosting their own program or other areas of the media. But I want to share a personal poem or story. I went through my divorce about 4 years ago, and I wrote about this particular incident because it was really difficult for me. And actually, I want to read it because it's on your site, mm-hmm. it's on your site when you click on my name. So let me read this.
Sure, definitely.
It's called How to Move Through Emotional Pain of Divorce. I wrote this in, I think, 2005. Physical pain is acceptable in our society. We all have experienced physical pain, and we hear it talked about in social circles and in groups. Emotional pain is not as acceptable or discussed openly in the same way as physical pain, but the wounds are just as deep and can be just as acute. 2005 was the most challenging year for me emotionally. I faced and felt pain from my divorce. Through my work and contacts, I was so fortunate to receive the best of help, support, and tools to get me through it all. I learned that at the end of the tunnel, there is great light and great joy. So let's talk about pain and how to get through it. When I sat with the pain and felt it, it so often felt like an arrow piercing my heart. When I was going through this process, I wrote the following dialogue, which I titled, Talking to the Pain. Question, it's a Q&A. Question, why is the pain there? Answer, to show me that it always has been there and that it's time to pull it out. Question, what else does it tell you? Answer, until the arrow is removed from my heart will not be totally open. I cannot give and I cannot totally receive. Question, how are you going to remove the arrow from your heart? Answer, I don't know. Pulling it out seems so painful because it's a big arrow and it goes right through my heart. If I yank it out, I may damage my heart. Question, how else can you remove it? Answer, I can dissolve it in white light. I can put it through God chemotherapy and shrink it until it is not there anymore. Question, but doesn't chemotherapy have side effects? Answer, not God's chemotherapy. That's my story.
And that is just absolutely phenomenal. In fact, I'm going to say we need to have you write your story for our new book coming out, Patricia.
Well, you know, what I did, and it's, I really looked at the higher power. I looked at God. I talked to friends. But I realized that we do go through pain, and I think we try to mask it. We try to cover it up. We get busy. We have addictions, whether it's drinking or alcohol or sex or gambling or shopping or the computer or whatever it is. It can be a soft addiction. I've interviewed people on soft addictions. Just watching TV for 10 hours can be a soft addiction. And so many times we don't want to deal with it. It's kind of like physical pain. You know, we'll take a drug so that the pain stops. But I have found that if I just sit with it, and it may take me half an hour, an hour, and it doesn't feel good, but it eventually moves through me.
Yeah.
Your comments on that?
Well, it's also known that if we face our fear, that it will naturally dissolve on its own and fall to the wayside. So basically what you're doing is that you weren't, like you said, you weren't masking it, you weren't trying to avoid it, or you were just living with it, resting with it, accepting it. It is what it is.
Yes, it is what it is.
It is.
And I think that's another thing I want to talk to you about, because so many times there are situations in our life and we want to change it. What we could have, should have, would have, and we want to fix it. And you know what? It is what it is.
It is what it is.
And it's how do we just accept that?
Well, part of that, some of the, a little bit of extension of the stress work that I do as far as the stress management, are having women, first of all, to be aware of the situation, just like you were. You became aware. And you can see where the steps you're, where you went through with the steps. So you were aware. And then second, you just accepted, you know what, you came at, and you reached that peace within and you just said, it is what it is. I can't do anything more about it. It's history already.
And then, and I think, go ahead.
I was just going to say, at that point when we say, okay, now I have a choice. Do I want to keep dwelling on this and amping it up and amping it up? Or do I want to say, you know what, it is what it is. I can't do anything more about it. I want to move on. And then how, and some really important steps is then how do I help myself move on?
And I think one of the challenging parts here, Joni, for me, and I know if it happened for me, it happens for a lot of folks, mm-hmm. is that we get into this spin, like a broken record, where we go over, but if I had done this, but if I had done that, but if it had been,
and
it's not doing anything, and it goes on and on. And I remember saying at that time to a therapist, can I just stop that recording? And sometimes you just have to let it play. But don't you think if you do other things and you start getting support and you get involved, it starts to take care of itself?
Oh, absolutely. And that's part of the things that I will, actually I have 8 different methods in my other book that we hadn't mentioned, but it's called Rising to the Top, A Guide to Self-Development. And in there are actually 8 different ways and 8 different methods that we can help ourselves shift, get out of those old thought patterns, and really help bring more positive energy into us versus the negative energy. But the biggest thing is awareness, accepting it is what it is, and then making that conscious decision to say, I want to change. I want to, and then also to be gentle with ourselves, because it's an old habit. If we've been carrying some of these thoughts and things around with us for 10, 20, 30 years, they're not going to change overnight. So to know that, hey, I'm trying, I'm doing my best, and then I might fall off a little bit, but then I'm going to do better tomorrow. And then each day will get easier and easier. So part of it too is women need to give themselves a break and be gentle. But
All right.
It can happen. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a break. My guest today is Joni Winberg, and she's the creator of the website FreshStartAfterDivorce.com. She is also founder of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children. She is a personal coach specializing in divorce, certified behavior specialist, and certified laughter leader. And she's also the divorce specialist for the National Association of Baby Boomers. And Joni is the author of Rising to the Top, A Guide to Self-Development. And she hosts her own radio show called The Happy Wednesday Broadcast. So we're going to talk about the book and about the show when we come back. I do want to encourage you folks to definitely go onto this site, FreshStartAfterDivorce.com. There, and in there is a panel of experts, as Joni has described, which is an exclusive resource-rich website that gives you direct searchable access to a wealth of information from experts all over the country. Each expert is committed to provide tools and techniques to support you through the emotional roller coaster ride, which it is, during and after divorce. And some of the information you will get is to help you move your life forward, achieve independence, both financially and personally, be the best woman, mother, employee, and boss that you can be, and sustain and improve your life and your dealings with your children, colleagues, friends, and community. We're going to talk when we come back about gaining financial independence again, about Joni's book, which is called Rising to the Top, A Guide to Self-Development, and about her radio show, Happy Wednesday Broadcast. Again, you can still call us, there's time, at 888-GO-FOR-IT, and we certainly would love to hear from you at 888-GO-FOR-IT, and the numbers are 888-463-6748. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.